from the beginning, even before I went to a medical school, I had a real interest in research. And so when he offered me to do research, I was immediately enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. And it was also the clinical aspect of the research that attracted me most. When he proposed to have that cohort that was started, and then he said that we needed good outcome measures. And mm-hmm. he had worked on a kind of disease activity index previous during his own PhD, but he judged that we needed a better one. So that's how he had the idea, and we started to work on that.
How was the reception when you first began presenting this? Were other rheumatologists enthusiastic? Had
very
some resistance
about it. How stupid could you be with so many different numbers
uh-huh.
and the logarithm in
uh-huh.
it and the square root? It was just ridiculous. And then they always said, but what does that mean, a number of a dozen? How do I know if a 4 is important or a 5? I have no feeling for that. And then my response was always, well, when I was a medical student, I also had no idea if an ESR of 5 was okay or 40 or whatever. You have to learn that.
Yes.
You have to get experience what the number means.
So you had to employ some of your skills of teaching.
Yes, and really to convince people.
It seems to me that it also came along at a very good point in terms of the development of new therapies.
Exactly. And that's where serendipity comes in, that you also need to be a little bit lucky in when you develop something. And that's both for the DAS and also for the modification of the Sharp method. You know, we had all the measures ready when the new drugs became available, and then they wanted to have outcome measures to mm-hmm. use it, test the new drugs.
So you had, as I understand it, become first aware of Dr. Sharp's work when you were doing your PhD then.
Yeah, exactly. And that was because we were collecting radiographs in
yes.
the arthritis clinic. So we knew that we had to score them. But also, Dr. Maril had, under his supervision, there had been a randomized clinical trial comparing sulfasalazine with hydroxychloroquine. And that study also needed scoring of the radiographs. So first we worked with the radiographs that we had from the early arthritis clinic, and then that was together with the group from Groningen. We worked together on that arthritis clinic in that same grant program. And then we looked at the scoring method, and we used parts of it that we liked a lot, and others we modified them because we could not apply them very well. And thereafter, I tested that new version in that clinical trial comparing sulfasalazine with hydroxychloroquine. Mm-hmm. And then that was a significant difference between the two treatments. So this was one of the very first new assessments of modern drugs in rheumatoid arthritis.